you know, some people, when they go through this experience, suddenly become activists, become campaigners, you know, take on the whole landmine issue. What are you going to do with the rest of your life?
The same as I was going to do before, I hope. I've got involved with the landmine issue partly out of curiosity to start with. I wanted to know more about the mine that I stepped on, about what it's capable of doing, just journalistic curiosity. But that has snowballed into something more. I got involved with a group called the Mines Advisory Group, which is the only mine clearance group involved in northern Iraq. And so there was an obvious connection there between me and them. And I've become a patron of that organisation, and we're doing a lot of fundraising. I'm doing interviews on their behalf and lectures and things of that nature to draw attention to the landmine issue, because a lot of people think it's gone away, that landmines have been banned, but they have been banned in a lot of countries, but there's still millions of them around the world. So that's something that I'm getting involved with. But you ask what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. Get back to work, get on with my life. I don't want to be Stuart Hughes, landmine victim and journalist. I want to be Stuart Hughes, journalist and landmine victim. What's happened to me will shape the rest of my life, and every day I will have to wake up and put on an artificial leg. There's no question about that. But there's no reason why I can't do what I was doing before. A lot of people have to get up in the morning and put on a pair of glasses. You do. You probably don't think about it. And I'm hoping that I'll reach the stage where I wake up in the morning, put on my artificial leg just the same as somebody else puts glasses on, and go to work. And I'm planning assignments to foreign countries again. I'm hoping to get back to work very soon.
Would you go back to another war zone?
It's something I'm still undecided about. The further I get away from the accident, the more that itchiness comes back and the more I want to get back. And certainly I've got a lot of friends and colleagues who are going to Baghdad and other dangerous places at the moment, and although I fear for them, obviously I do have a little bit of jealousy. Yeah. Because that doesn't go away just because something's happened. But I think the one thing that's changed now is I'm a lot more aware of or mindful of how my family will deal with it, and I think it would be very difficult for me to get on a plane to wave them goodbye, knowing that maybe I'll have another accident, maybe in a worst case scenario I won't come back. And so I've got them to think about now, and I'm playing it a little bit by ear and seeing how far I can push it, how far I can push it personally, and how far I can push it for my family, because I certainly wouldn't want to put them through what they've been through the last few months. They've been incredibly strong, incredibly supportive, and I think I owe them one now.
Stuart Hughes, journalist and landmine victim, thanks very much for your time.